Track 11, A Christmas Message. And now we have a message for you from Bishop Ian Bishop. Yes, really. He's the Bishop of Thetford. And actually, I think his correct title is the Right Reverend Ian Bishop, the Bishop of Thetford.
Hello, I'm Ian Bishop, Bishop of Thetford. Can I wish you all a very happy Christmas? It is such a special time of year, and my thanks to everyone at Chatterbox for the invitation to speak to you and for making this vital service available in our region. This will be the first Christmas in our new home in Wyndham, having only recently moved to Norwich Diocese after being made Bishop of Thetford in September. We're excited about creating new traditions in a new place. We've many visitors joining us. Family will be with us through Christmas itself. Friends from Cheshire are dropping by for a few days. And then our Ukrainian friends will be with us for their Christmas on the 6th of January. It'll be a busy and exhausting time, but one filled with love and good wishes. There'll be much cooking and laughter and games, and I've no doubt we'll be worn out, but deeply grateful at the end. I don't think there could be a greater contrast with the first Christmas and the lonely experience of Joseph and Mary struggling to find a place to rest in Bethlehem. How silently, the wondrous gift is given, says the old carol, O little town of Bethlehem. That's not a reference to a painless birth, but simply that there was no one there. It was just Mary, Joseph, and their newborn child, silently, very much on their own, having to cope with the enormous stress and difficulty of childbirth. For me, the strength and fortitude shown by Mary and Joseph is exactly the reason they are chosen and set apart by God for this unique calling, to parent Jesus, to help shape him into the one who would redeem and shape the world. Their immense courage is an inspiration to us all in a world where so many are facing challenges and difficulty. So many will be hurting or alone and empty. So many will be wondering what the real meaning of Christmas is. Well, maybe the last line of the verse of that carol I referred to is worth coming back to. Where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. None of us ever needs to be alone. The child of Bethlehem, by his Spirit, draws near to all who will let him into their hearts this Christmas. So whether, like me, you will be rushed off your feet, providing a welcome to many, or whether you'll be quietly celebrating, may you know how silently Christ comes into your heart and into your home.
We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord
to Bishop Ian. It sounds as if his first Christmas in Norfolk is going to be a busy one.